The event organisers were well aware of the lessons learnt from previous birthday celebrations. Bill Lawson reflects.
In 1992, when they had the 60th anniversary of the bridge, it was just prior to our bid for the Games as well. They said, oh, why not just have people come to the bridge? Yeah, good idea. Except they allowed people to come from the north and come from the south, and they put a band in the middle. And that, of course, stopped people. We obviously learnt from that particular event and saw the photos and knew that we weren't going to have a band in the middle. We needed to have a clean space for people actually to walk through.
The next step was to determine the creative elements that would make up the day's programme. Noel Staunton was one of the executive producers of the event.
The first thing we had to do was put a creative team together, which we did. We hired a gentleman called Tony Asnes, who is a young creative designer who's come from the theatre world but has done a lot of major events around Sydney and in Melbourne. We also brought Elena Katz-Chernin, who is an Australian composer, because we felt music was a very important part of the idea, that people not only see the bridge, but they feel the bridge and have some music. And also sound is a very important part of today's environment.
During the creative brainstorming sessions, many ideas were proposed. Majid El-Khatib, RailCorp's manager of special events, was one of the participants.
Look, they had all those lavish ideas and wanted to move thousands and thousands of people over the bridge. I can say it now. There was a secret meeting, if you can say secret, meeting with some of the producers. They came to my office and said, oh, look, we've got an idea, Majid. We're just seeing if you're interested. And I thought, okay. And they were very creative. You can't give them that. They wanted to put steam trains over the bridge. They wanted to put their lights on the back of steam trains. And they just had this whole sort of idea. And I said, well, that'll be a bit hard if you want to move X amount of people. You know, and we're talking then 150,000 plus people. It's not just easy to stop a train plan and bring on a steam train sort of thing.
Catherine Parker is RTA Communications Services Manager.
There was some discussion about having an iconic Australian person who would create a concert on the bridge. Someone either seriously or jokingly suggested Kylie Minogue should do a concert off the bridge. There was any number of, you know, should there be a cavalcade of floats across the bridge of, you know, people who can do it as a parade across the bridge, and so then it is a spectacle.
There were an enormous amount of ideas, but with every idea we had to think of the practicality of each idea. And in today's time, one has to be very careful of public responsibility and crowds and crowd flow, etc.
Rachel Herford clarifies.
We had a plan for a rather enormous sound and light show, which in the end we didn't have the budget to be able to deliver that in its entirety and chose to step back from that. That was going to involve live performers and live performance sort of on the bridge and off the sides of the bridge and people arriving by helicopter and all sorts of things. Then there was a concept, and this is all documented in one of our original concept books that went to Treasury, for a procession of canoes that were typical of the Gadigal people, the traditional landowners, who were very water-based people and fished and canoed, and they always had a small fire burning in the end of the canoe. Certainly one of our visions was to try and send up the harbour hundreds and hundreds of canoes with flame to sort of pass under the bridge at sunset in time with the smoking ceremony, which would have been beautiful. And we still think we could have done it, but it really came down to money and how to make that all work.
The idea of 500 canoes coming up the harbour with flame would have been a spectacular visual moment. Unfortunately, because of the currents and things of the harbour, all the canoes would have to be motorised, and it was all very complicated and turned out to be deeply expensive. So that idea had to be ditched. Another one we had, when I worked at the Ring Cycle, I did a lot of work with fire and water and with the Adelaide University, and they've found a way of converting water into fire. We had one idea of having 75 fountains of fire coming out, water coming out of the harbour that would then turn into fire to represent the candles. Unfortunately, that was $1 million a moment for every candle, and we just did not have that budget. But a great technological moment. We had rock groups on top of the bridge, we had rock groups under the bridge, and we had rock groups in the middle of the bridge. they all had to go. But while all those ideas were fantastic and expensive, we still came back to the very essence of what we wanted to do, and that was really to celebrate the bridge. We didn't want fireworks. We didn't want to put a badge on the bridge, like a coat hanger or something. We just wanted to say, this is the bridge, and let the bridge speak for itself.